of all things. What's the hurry? You already know the best reason not to rush into romance. The prophet counsels the youth of the church not to date until they are 16 years old, and then only to date in groups. See For the Strength of Youth 24. Here's another good reason. A recent study found that teenagers involved in romantic relationships are more likely to suffer from depression. They are also more prone to alcohol abuse and delinquent behavior than if they had stayed away from serious romance between the ages of 12 and 17. Journal of Health and Social Behavior, December 2000. Letting yourself fall in love might seem harmless and enjoyable, but the long-term effects might not be, especially if you are too young. When you're a teenager, just being friends is the best idea. Be a friend. A friend is a priceless possession, because a true friend is one who not only is willing to love us the way we are, but is able to leave us better than he found us. A person is poor when he is friendless, but even poorer when he ceases being a friend. Ensign, September 1982, page 73. Elder Marvin J. Ashton, 1915-1994. Test your Bible IQ. How much do you know about romance and marriage in the Old Testament? Yes, even in biblical times there were love stories. See if you can match these Old Testament prophets to their wives. 1. Adam. 2. Joseph, son of Jacob. 3. Jacob, son of Isaac. 4. Isaac, son of Abraham. 5. Abraham. 6. Moses. A. Leah. See Genesis chapter 29, verses 21 through 23. B. Asenath. See Genesis chapter 41, verse 45. C. Eve. See Genesis chapter 3, verse 20. D. Zipporah. See Exodus chapter 2, verse 21. E. Rebekah. See Genesis chapter 24, verse 67. F. Rachel. See Genesis chapter 29, verses 20 and 30. G. Sarah. See Genesis chapter 11, verse 29, and Genesis chapter 17, verse 15. Happy Valentine's Day. Now, don't get all mushy about your Valentine or lack thereof just yet. Instead of turning your fancy to romance this year, try to focus on the true meaning of love. The first and great commandment tells us to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Part of the way we can do that is by living the second great commandment. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Matthew chapter 22, verse 39. Think of some ways you can show your family, friends, and neighbors you love them this Valentine's Day. You could have a one-on-one visit with a family member you haven't seen for a while, or try to patch up a friendship that has fallen into disrepair. Whatever you decide to do, let your love for others reflect the Savior's love for you. Right away. You've seen stories in the new era about youth activities in places all around the world. As you plan your ward or stake youth service projects, your youth conferences, or anything interesting the youth are doing together, be sure to keep the new era in mind. Let us know at least 3 months in advance, if possible, of the youth events that are going to happen in your ward or stake. The more notice, the better. If time allows and your ward or stake is having an activity that fits our editorial needs, we might want to cover your event. Send a brief description of your activity plans to The New Era, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or email us at newera@ldschurch.org. Beauty tip. Some of you may think you are not attractive, that you have no talents. Stop wandering around in the wasteland of self-pity. The greatest missionary the world has known, the Apostle Paul, is said to have been short, have a large Roman nose, rounded shoulders, and a whining voice, all of which may not sound too attractive to some persons. Attitude has more to do with personality, with attractiveness, with getting along with others, than does any other attribute. Ensign, March 1997, page 60. President Gordon B. Hinckley. Answers to the Bible IQ. 1. C. 2. B. 3. A and F. 4. E. 5. G. 6. D. End of the article. Of all things,